In this segment, we're going to talk about kids' birthday parties, because over the weekend, our daughter turned 3. And birthday parties at age 1 and 2 are much more for the parents than they are for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this is where it turns. When they turn 3, they understand what's going on, and they're excited about it. And for weeks leading up to her 3rd birthday, we were telling her, you're going to have a birthday party, and you're going to get a birthday cake and maybe some presents. And she's just been really excited about it.
Yeah.
That's all she's been talking about, and really looking forward to it. Pretty excited on Friday night when she went to bed, and then Saturday we had the party, and she was all about it.
Do you remember your 3rd birthday party?
No, I remember my 5th birthday party vaguely, a little clearer, because there are a couple of photos of it. And so that has helped me with the memory over the years, but that's the earliest I remember is number 5.
Same. And mine was 4 years old. Me and Curtie Walterstorff and Beth and Judy went fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's pictures of it, and maybe that's helped me remember it.
I remember my 5th because there's a picture that I still have at the dining room table with the cake, and it's me and Danny Gandra and Mark Wilmus and Tommy Strickland and Debbie Strickland.
Oh, Debbie was there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I had co-ed birthday parties.
You went fishing too. With Judy.
Yeah, Beth and Judy were there.
For a couple of weeks, our daughter's been saying that she's looking forward to the party because everyone was going to celebrate her. Or as she says,
that's a big word.
She said, they're going to wewewait me.
Nailed it.
And so we decided to have this party at a place that hosts parties. And this year, we've gone to a couple of her friends' birthday parties, and they've also been at a place that hosts parties.
There are a lot of these now.
Didn't have these when we were kids. But these places are the greatest idea ever. And when we went to the first birthday party of her friend, you know, maybe 6 or 7 months ago, we're looking around and thinking, well, we have to do her party at a place like this because this is amazing. As opposed to having a party with 10 kids at your house,
yeah,
where the cleanup would be unreal.
And you don't have trampolines or gymnastic mats,
right,
or whatever the place is.
Right.
Man, those places run a machine.
Yes.
Kids' birthday party, one right after the other. They take them through. You go through room 1, room 2. You do these activities. Go to this room.
And see, my kids didn't even have that. You know, that was a few years back. So
it is quite the business.
And it's a great idea. Whoever started this and came up with it.
There's always going to be kids' birthday parties.
Yes.
So.
And parents are less and less inclined to do all the setup,
mm-hmm,
and then host and then do all the cleanup, which you'd probably have to bring in a hazmat team for some of the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at the place that we used, the woman who owns it was telling us, yeah, yesterday we had a boys' birthday party, and the boys' birthday parties are a lot harder to clean up than the girls'. They had paint guns, and then points up on her wall where they had sprayed red paint all over the place.
Mm.
She goes, we're going to have to paint over that.
Boys can't handle it.
Boys can't handle it. The girls are much tamer. And so, yes, what a great idea. And this place in particular wasn't one of those that has the jungle gym and the, you know, racetrack and all of that set up. It was just tables, and it was, I think, primarily for girls' parties, but they obviously had some boys' parties there. But what they did was they have arts and crafts where the girls, it was our daughter and 9 of her little girlfriends, and the first thing they did when you go in is they sat down at one table where they had crowns where you could bedazzle them and put jewels on them and make their own princess crowns. It was a princess-themed party. Question. Why are little girls so completely obsessed with princesses?
They're not. It's just something that we force on them.
We don't force it, but they're presented with the idea, aren't they?
Yeah, at some point they are in some storybook or watching a cartoon. But there's a reason that there are so many books and cartoons with princess themes, because little girls love it.
Yeah, you know? But there is a chicken and egg thing that's hard to tease out.
Yeah.
But they do seem to be, and anyone who's raised both sexes of their own choosing, there are differences that do seem to emerge very early on between the way they play, the interests that they have. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not, and I know someone's going to anecdotally, hey, I was a little girl who loved tractors. Hey, I was a little boy who loved dolls. Okay, got it.
Right.
But yes, majority, that is true.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, and our daughter has been obsessed with princesses from a very early age, wanting to wear a crown, wanting all of us to wear crowns around the house.
Don't you envy her freedom to just... She wants to wear a crown and a tutu when she goes to the grocery store. She's going to do it.
Yeah, I did that last week.
With a Superman cape. Yes. Add that to it. They'll come up with the craziest outfits.
All of that is in her wardrobe. It's amazing. And so she got up that morning and she had two princess dresses she was trying to choose between to wear to the party. And
sounds like you on a road trip.
Yeah. That's not for on air, keep in mind. But she has her princess jewelry and her princess shoes, and everything's got to be princess. So the girls love that, and all the girls at the party love that. Well, the first table was set up where they were going to make their own princess crowns. And then there was another table next to it, and that's where they were going to serve the cake. You may remember the story I told you about a party that we went to back in April. And our daughter was waiting and waiting and waiting for the cake. She takes after Dad in that she has a tremendous sweet tooth. And you remember they brought the cake out for a moment and then they took it away. And I took that picture of her just staring at the empty table where she stood and stared at the table for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Wondering what happened to the cake.
Where'd the cake go?
I posted that on my Insta. Well, she is still obsessed with cake. And that's a lot of what she talked about leading up to this birthday party. So she and all of her friends are at the table making their princess crowns. And after about 5 minutes of that, our daughter gets up and walks over to the cake table that's empty and just sits down at her seat waiting for the cake to be presented.
We won't get fooled again. No way.
She moved to the cake table early and left all her friends back at the princess table.
Let's get that cake going.
They eventually bring the cake out, and we all sing happy birthday to her, and that's about as big a smile as I've ever seen on her face when they were celebrating her, or well-wabrating her, when everybody in the room was singing happy birthday to her, because around the house, we will play birthday party, where she'll get Elmo and Cookie Monster and a baby doll, and she'll set them around a table and she'll have a birthday party for, say, Elmo, and she'll put a birthday hat on him and we'll all sing happy birthday to Elmo. And now, for the first time in her recollection, she was the center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
And she was finally having happy birthday sang to her, and the birthday cake was for her, and it was the greatest moment of her life.
Party.
She did not eat too much, as she reminded me at the party. She was just going to have one piece because of what we saw at a party back in April, where a little girl ate 4 pieces of chocolate cake and then hurled all over the place.
That's all right. You got to learn how to party when you're young. Let's try to go to 4 pieces.
And it was right in front of us when that happened.
Oh, man.
And that made an impact because she's talked about it. And in our nighttime stories, she wants
someone to vomit.
Whatever character to throw up. She wants whatever character that I have as the lead character in the story. She wants that character to eat 10 pizzas or 10 pieces of cake and then have to throw up. So she told me at the party that she was only having one piece of chocolate cake because she didn't want to get a tummy ache and throw up.
Yeah, we don't need vomit.
And then everybody brought a gift and put it on this little table. And, of course, she wanted to open all the gifts there, which they usually don't do. The party is just for activities at these places. And then you take all the gifts home and you open them at a separate time.
Oh.
But, yeah, they moved them from the arts and crafts table to the cake table. And then they move them to another table where I thought this was really cool. They had a little pot, not marijuana, but a planting pot for each of the girls. and some dirt and a plant and then some things to put in the garden, and they each made their own little garden, and they learned how to dig a little hole and plant a little plant.
Oh, that's cool.
Thought that was great. So then we got home and opened presents for my sister was there, and she opened presents with the grandparents as well. And one of the presents she got was an easel. And you can draw on it with crayons or with a marker, or you could put these magnetic letters on it. And it was really funny. In watching her play with the easel yesterday, she was just randomly putting letters up on there. And randomly, she spelled one of the mother of all cuss words.
Oh, no.
And I did not take a picture of it because I don't want any evidence of this. But just randomly, she spelled that cuss word, and my eyes got real big, and I was like, okay, let's move this around just a little bit.
Huh, how'd you come up with that word, mommy?
Another gift she got was a kid's digital camera that's like the old Polaroid camera. It spits out the print on like a receipt paper.
Hmm.
But it's digital, not like the old Polaroid actual film. We had so much fun with this yesterday. We got it up and running, and it takes black and white photos. And some of my favorite photos that I've ever seen of her came out of that little toy camera yesterday, and it made me realize the beauty of a black and white photo.
Yeah, they're the best.
What is it about a black and white photo that actually captures more about a person than a color photo?
I don't know. They just, they hit you completely different than color photographs.
They really do.
Boy, some light bulbs just went off in Gordo's head. What? They've got Polaroid cameras?
Oh, I still own Polaroid cameras. Yeah. I've still got a few.
Yeah, and I think they do still make them.
For.
This is not a Polaroid, but it's like a Polaroid. But she took a picture of me, and I looked like a monster. But I took a picture of her, and it was the greatest picture that I've ever taken of her. And it was black and white.
You might want to scan that or something, because if it was on printer paper, it may be like a thermal printing thing, and that will, you know, fade out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And the way she roughly handled all those pictures, right. I quickly took it out of her hand so she couldn't bend it anymore. But yes, thumbs up to these venues that now do the birthday parties for you. And as a kid, I really only remember maybe three birthday parties at our house where all the kids came over. Seemed like most of my birthday parties, because I'm December 20th and we're on break from school, were just me, my sister, mom and dad, and a cake. And then my mom would grab a present from under the Christmas tree and put it on the table.
I feel so bad every time you say that.
It's just say, like, here's your birthday present.
It was a designated birthday present.
Wrapped in Christmas paper, George.
But kids' birthday parties were not a cottage industry back then like they are today.
No.
But these places are great.
And they're everywhere.